Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Many South Dakotans are heading out for the long weekend, but others stay on the job to keep the rest of us safe. Tony Harrison is National Trustee for the South Dakota Fraternal Order of Police. He's a captain with the Pennington County Sheriff's Department, and he joins us now from the Black Hill Surgical Hospital Studio in SDPB's Rapid City Studio. Tony, welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Lori. How are you?
I am doing all right. So business as usual for law enforcement officers throughout the state. How does Thanksgiving weekend play out a little differently for officers?
Well, obviously in the public safety realm, we'd run 24/7, 365. So holidays are just another day, unfortunately, for many of us. The difference being, of course, offices are closed and folks are typically at home and enjoying their time together Every year we've got deputies and Rapid City police officers and state troopers and everybody else out on the roads working and keeping the general motoring public safe. So the difference for us, of course, is our typical meal is around a car steering wheel or perhaps at a restaurant if one is open.
All right. So we've talked a lot about, and you often hear, warnings about driving and slowing down and increased traffic and not drinking and driving. Are there other calls that you typically get on Thanksgiving, though, other safety concerns that officers want to remind people about?
Well, obviously, when alcohol gets involved in any event, it can lead to issues. And believe it or not, sometimes we will see some domestic-based situations because family can be together for so long, and if you throw booze in the mix, someone's going to get mad at somebody for something. And so believe it or not, we do have domestic situations, especially later toward the days on holidays. And of course, we want to avoid that, of course. So our recommendation is, don't get sloppy drunk and argue with your sister about the football game or anything else. So
the ones that you can prevent, try to prevent. It's not always in your control, and then you should call for help. Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Always prevent what you can.
I've been thinking lately about the mass shootings in America, and every time that we and stick with me here, and I'll tell you where I'm going. But every time we hear about a different act of violence, there are often different victims. So there's Jewish worshipers, there's college kids, out at. But there's one thing that's always in common, and that is that in an act of violence like that, officers are involved, and we've lost several officers this year as well as part of defending people. I'm wondering if police officers, and you work with them across the country as well as across the state, do they have the same kind of conversations the rest of us are having about these shootings, or do they just take them as sort of business as usual and it's another call that we have to go to?
Well, we do discuss them, and maybe we discuss them a little bit different because we discuss maybe more the tactical response versus the actual event itself. We don't expect to go to these calls as normal business because they shouldn't be happening. We don't want to go to these calls any worse than we go to really any other call, quite honestly. We'd love if our patrol ranks got shrunk down to 10 or 12 people because there were so few calls handled because people behaved themselves. We wouldn't be needed. But we know that's not the case. And so there is a lot of discussion. And I will tell you, from what I've heard at the discussion from the line level as well on up the chain, is we discuss how would we react to something like that. And while we all can sit here and say, well, I know I'd react like this, or I would react like this, until you've been there, you don't know how you'll react. But you can plan for it, you can train for it, and you can prepare for it, which is what we do. And I can reassure the listeners across the state of South Dakota, the folks that live here in Pennington County and the ones that even live in Rapid City, that our police department, our sheriff's office, our highway patrol, our troopers, our FBI agents, our DCI agents, everybody that I've ever known in the law enforcement realm here in the area and across the state, because I can speak for, I know the Sioux Falls and the Minnehaha counties and the Aberdeen PDs, because I've met tons and tons of those officers and those command staff. We are committed to the citizens of our state, and we'll do what it takes to protect you, and that's our promise.
Are there certain things that you look for from policymakers and lawmakers? Are you, does the FOP advocate for, certain legislation in regards to law enforcement or public safety or officer safety?
Well, we have advocated and we have fought that makes killing of a police officer a hate crime based on the fact that many officers are killed solely because they wear the uniform. And in our opinion, that's exactly the same as killing someone for their race or their gender or their belief or anything else. And the FOP has advocated for that. But even more locally at the state level and everything else, I mean, we have state laws against killing people. And so we don't need to advocate for more laws against that. We just need people to obey the current laws we have on the books and would have a lot less violence.
All right, let's talk about people bringing you food, because I'm guessing that, you know, because as we talk about it, you know, the relationships between officers and their community members, it's easy, I think, to get caught up in what's happening in the national news and in other communities, and important to always turn your gaze back into your own community, your own police officers, and talk a little bit about the community support that officers in South Dakota find on these days and others.
Right. You know, we are very blessed here in South Dakota, and especially out here in the West where I work, and the fact that every holiday, almost without fail, someone in the community brings the troopers, the officers, the deputies, some sort of snacks or food or something like that. And that's really appreciated. You know, we saw probably the strongest back in August 2011 when we had officers Nick Armstrong and Ryan McCandless killed and Officer Tim Doyle shot. We saw the Rapid City community just totally open their arms and embrace law enforcement. And that's not gone away, and I don't believe it ever will go away, because we are lucky where we live, because folks do appreciate us, and we know that. We see it, we feel it, we hear it. And the vocal minority, which is a very, very small minority, that are so anti-law enforcement, you know, they are very vocal, but they don't carry the masses, which is the support that we have for law enforcement. And we know that, and we're very grateful for all those folks who open up their places to us and who do provide us with snacks and treats. Because I'm going to tell you, it is sometimes rugged when you're out there handling your third or fourth call in a row, when you know your family's sitting around getting ready to carve up the turkey. But it's one of the sacrifices those of us in public safety make, and we're willing to do it.
And talk a little bit here before we let you go about the responsibility of law enforcement officers to build that relationship too, because it's not just the public's responsibility to be supportive. Talk a little bit about community policing, or I'm not sure what you call it now, but these efforts to make sure that that relationship stays strong from a law enforcement standpoint.
Right. You know, we are very committed to transparency in our agencies. All the agencies out here really are. And being involved in our community, you know, the community policing concept has been around for a long time. And I know all the agencies out here really partake in it. I know Sheriff Kevin Tome is a firm believer in we work for the public. We will do what we can to assist them. And we're out there. You know, he does lots of things, especially with the jail garden, where we have the pumpkin giveaways. We have the coffee with the cop. The city PD here does tons of things as well. I know they do in Sioux Falls. They do in Mehaha County, because I see them all the time on the social media sites. But yeah, we firmly believe that we're no different than anyone else out there in our agents or in our cities and our counties. We just have to sometimes do the stuff that's not always fun and not always exciting. And remember, when folks need help, they call for us. Even when our biggest detractors, when things go south, still call us for help. And we'll always be there to help them.
Tony Harrison is National Trustee for the South Dakota Fraternal Order of Police. He's also a captain with the Pennington County Sheriff's Department. Captain Tony, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving.